KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn. This is Bob McKnight. I live in Laguna Beach, and I'm taking over the airwaves on KX93.5 FM. You can call the show anytime you want and talk to me if you want, 949-715-5936. And I'll tell you, this effort and this station is really important to me because, like I said, I live in Laguna Beach. I really appreciate what KX93 does for the community, and I think that everybody should help and donate to support the air in Laguna Beach. So with that, I started Quiksilver in 1976. I grew up in Pasadena, San Marino. I was landlocked. I was a little league player, but I certainly loved the beach from the early ages. I learned how to surf when I was about 6 years old, and for me, it was all about the Beach Boys, the Rolling Stones, and Led Zeppelin. But when I started in 76, the sound of the moment for me was Eric Clapton. Hello again. This is Bob McKnight, and I'm doing the KX93.5 takeover for this afternoon for an hour. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me, please call me in the studio. I'm a little lonely here. 949-715-5936. And if you'd like to donate online, join us at kx93.com/KXTA takeover, and you can donate online. That'd be great. So as the story goes, I went to USC, the School of Business, and I was an avid surfer. And after school, when I graduated, I just checked out of Dodge and went on a surf trip. I went to Bali. And on the trip, I met my future partner at Quiksilver, Jeff Hackman, and I met a woman by the name of Annette Tai, who became my future bride of now 37 years. So as I brought Annette, I started Quiksilver. Annette finally came from New Zealand and visited me, and we spent a lot of time romancing each other up and down the coast of California. But one of the things we did is we attended a Talking Heads concert called Stop Making Sense. And it was one of the most amazing moments of my life at the concert, listening to David Byrne, watching the event, and hanging out with my soon-to-be bride. So this is a song by Talking Heads. Okay, just love that song. Anyway, again, this is Bob McKnight, and I'm taking over the airwaves today in Laguna Beach on KX 93.5 FM. The next story has to do with just lots of growth when we started Quicksilver, lots of making it up as we went along. We had no idea what we were doing. We started by selling board shorts out of the back of my car, up and down the beach, selling hardcore core surf accounts back in the day, Hobie being one of our first accounts. As you know, they're located here in Laguna Beach. And we were part of, because this was the 80s and the early 90s, let's call it, it was definitely during the grunge generation. So the whole company, because we really did not know what we were doing, we were just trying our best to do something special and be involved with surfing. So our theme song became No Excuses by Alice in Chains. Again, this is Bob McKnight, and I'm taking over the airwaves this afternoon on KX 93.5 FM. I just want to take a quick moment and thank our little lunch sponsor for today, Jan's Health Bar. I was just out there eating some little salad myself. Really, really good. But it's home of the KX Tuna Avocado Sandwich and Banana Date Smoothies. They do a great job. They always have. So make sure and stop by Jan's Health Bar sometime in the canyon. Okay, so the story goes on now that I, way back when we first started Quickstar, I used to do the trade show circuit, and one of the shows I always went to was Surf Expo in Florida. And one day, this little kid shows up. He's got these piercing blue-green eyes, dark hair, dark skin. He was only about, I don't know, call it 4'5" tall. And he came into our booth, and he said, "Hey, you need to know about me because I'm going to be the next world champion of surfing." And little did I know at the time, I was staring right into the eyes of Kelly Slater. So we, of course, sponsored Kelly ever since he became pro, all the way up into just a few years ago. He's one of my best friends. He's also invented the Kelly Slater surf park up in Lemoore, California. But there was an amazing moment years ago where a bunch of us went to Puerto Rico because we really were hoping and thinking he was going to win his 10th world title. So there was about 30 of us, core guys from the company, from the industry, all people just absolutely best friends with Kelly. And what happened is the first few days of the contest went on, and then there was like a week and a half break while they were waiting for good surf. So all of us just ended up making it a giant surf trip. We went all over Puerto Rico, surfing every day, listening to the radio, and almost every other song on the radio was this song called We No Speak Americano. So it became the theme song of that trip, one of the songs of my life, and Kelly won the title in Puerto Rico that year, this 10th world title, and I will never forget this song.
Da poca picchita va bene, si tu la parla mi è americano, quando si fa l'amore sotto la luna, come da bene in cave di I love you, papà l'americano. Pop.
Okay, again, this is Bob McKnight on KX 93.5 FM today. I think we have a caller. Somebody's going to come call me. Hello there. Who's on the line?
Gordon Brewer.
Gordon Brewer, wow. How you doing?
You're all the way from Clementon, New Jersey.
I love that. Gordon Brewer is the man. He used to be the president of Pine Valley Golf Club in New Jersey. Wow. Well, nice. Thanks
still
for calling.
Some influence. Yeah. And after hearing that song, I think I'm going to revoke your membership.
Well, you had to hear the story, I guess. Maybe you didn't hear it. This must be Brian Lewis. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mr. McNugget. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm just doing the same takeover you're doing the other day. It's pretty funny.
It's a great cause.
Yeah, it is a great cause. Yep. So
I enjoy the 93.5 every day of my life in Laguna.
It's a great radio station and a great cause we're doing here this week. I think it's fantastic. And they filled up the whole week with people like us. It's great. A lot of participation.
Everybody must have got a free get-out-of-jail card or something.
I know. Doesn't anybody work anymore? Sheesh. All right. Well, what else you got?
I'm up here in Hollyweird today, and yeah. I knew that you were on the radio, so I just wanted to call and wish you luck today, and I hope that everybody out there in radio land, whether you're a large, big, rolling individual or maybe a small person or even an elderly person, that you happen to find your wallet and give Mr. McKnight a call and help our radio station continue with this human-crafted radio.
That'd be great. I agree. And by the way, Louis, speaking of your zone, I had Sean Rosenthal and his partner, Chase Budden, Budberger come in today, and they want sponsorship from Quicksilver for volleyball, so we're checking it out. It's pretty funny.
Wow. Well, Rosenthal is a tremendous talent. The kid's a freak, hits with both hands. Chase Budinger,
God, I'm sorry.
Is a now-retired NBA basketball player. He was smart enough not to go play volleyball, but actually go play basketball and have a 12-year career, and now he's going to chase his love of life, which is beach volleyball, and have some Olympic aspirational goals, and I hope you write a nice check and help support him.
Yeah, well, we're looking at it, so it's great, great guys. We spent about an hour and a half today at Quicksilver, so it'll be interesting to see.
Well, cool, and I think you have a golf tournament coming up. Isn't there a Quicksilver Foundation golf event at the ranch?
There is. It's in fact, we were just talking about the ranch a minute ago. But, yeah, it's November 2nd. It's a Thursday. It's going to be a really fun event. It's going to be called the Fête de Bayonne in memory of Pierre Agnès golf tournament and festival. And it's at the ranch. It's going to start about lunchtime on the 2nd, go all afternoon, and it's going to turn into a really nice festival with all the spouses showing up late in the day. And so it's not just golf. It's golf and music and speakers, and it's going to be super, super fun. So, and you can find out about it pretty soon on boardriders.com website under the Board Riders Foundation. But that's all to come. There's really nothing there yet, but pretty soon it'll be up and loaded and all the information. So thanks for bringing that
up. All right, well. Party on, 93.5. Break out your checkbook. I'll donate $100 to your cause.
Thanks, Louie. Love it.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, thank you, and talk to you this weekend probably.
See you, bye.
Okay. Okay, so my next story in the ever long Quicksilver Roxy DC history is that we DC came along in our lives in the early 90s. We acquired the company out of Vista, skate shoe company. They also make apparel and everything else, but they're very much a street skate. They also do snow, but kind of a very different sort of a vibe than Quicksilver has, but been a fantastic, fantastic group of leaders that have come on board and helped us grow DC. And one of the things I always remember is how what great collaborations they always were able to put together. And one of them that was just fantastic was when they did a collab with Linkin Park and made music, they made clothes, and it was really, really good deal. So this is one of my most favorite songs of that era from Linkin Park, A Light That Never Comes.
Now you don't know me, lightning above and a fire below me. You cannot catch me, cannot hold me. You cannot stop, much less control me. When it rains, it pours. When the floodgates open, brace your shores. That pressure don't care when it breaks your door. Say it's all you can take, better take some more. Cause I know what it's like to test fate. Had my shoulders pressed with that weight. Stood up strong in spite of that hate. Night gets darkest right before dawn. What don't kill you makes you more strong. And I've been waiting for it so long.
So I'm here on the M6700, which is a gnarly little laptop that Dell was so kind as to pass our way. And this has been basically my mobile workstation for the past couple weeks. This has been kind of almost the nexus point that's been populating out assets and then send that over to some of the main architecture builds.
Hello again. Bob McKnight here, taking over the airwaves on KX93.5 on a Thursday afternoon. So the next story has to do with, along the way, we decided to sponsor, we sponsor WSL World Championship Tour surfing events in Australia and in France every year. And we decided to take on a big one. We really wanted to bring surfing to the masses and go to one of the biggest media zones in the world and stage an event. So we picked New York. And everybody told us we were out of our minds because there's no surf in New York. Little do they know. So we did a study, and we looked at New York during the course of a year, and we found out that in September is a really good time. And if you look at the charts dating back 50 years about the days of September and the tides and the conditions and all that, you're guaranteed about 80% chance you're going to get good surf in the month of September. So we put the dates down, we set it up, but we thought it was going to be important to have music and a beer garden and a skate exhibition and maybe some motocross stuff and all this other ancillary stuff, so it would become more like a festival rather than just a surf event. So we did all that, got it all ready to go, had a million people show up, and all of a sudden the hurricane came through and wiped out the whole contest site. So we had to rebuild it, reboot it for the following, next couple weeks after that. We fell out of the dates. We weren't really sure. But sure enough, we showed up, and there was really, really good surf for the whole event. But one of the things we had set up was a whole music festival, and our highliner was the Black Keys. And when we had to cancel all the music and cancel all the beer gardens and all the ancillary stuff, we were really, really disappointed. But we ended up getting to hear the Black Keys anyway in a very special concert they did just for us. And so I always remember that day, those days when we couldn't have a great lineup of music, but we still were very beholden to the Black Keys and their song in particular called Little Black Submarines.
Little black submarines operator, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back, operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can't be, the voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. Should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. We'll be right back.
Okay, here I am again. Bob McKnight taking over the airwaves this afternoon on KX93.5. And again, if you want to donate online, visit kx935.com/kxtakeover, and you can find out how you can become a member or you can donate and all the good goodies that you can do. So my next story is about George Brett. George Brett is one of my best friends in life. I was introduced to him back when we first started Quicksilver by another Laguna Beach resident, Steve Obradovich, who's a very good friend of George, grew up in El Segundo with him. And George has always supported anything and everything Quicksilver has done, any causes, any projects, any foundation events, all that. He's always been a great spokesman for the company out there, kind of a famous celebrity baseball player at large. He's a great guy. And also, what you don't know is that there was a song written about him from the band called, the sort of alt band from New Zealand called Lord. The song's called Royals. And the reason she wrote the song is because she saw a picture of George Brett running out of the dugout, about ready to kill the umpire when they called him out after he hit a ball and they ruled that he had pine tar illegally on his bat. It's a very famous sports moment. And George was running out of the dugout. He's screaming and yelling. And on the back of his uniform, it says Royals. So this girl in Lord wrote the song about George Brett. And I think there's very few people that actually know that the song is written about him, because she's saying in the song, I never want to be a Royal. And she's talking about, I never want to be that guy. So, and also, Lord hails from New Zealand, which I told you before is where my wife is from. So the whole song, George Brett, all very special in my life.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be
royals. Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
A Okay, Bob McKnight here again. The final 15 minutes of my hour, so I'd like to just tell you a few more stories. But first of all, just make sure you know to show your support for this radio station to keep it to stay on air in Laguna Beach. You can call 949-715-4859 or go online to donate. It's KX93.5. Okay, so the story goes on now. This is a very sad story for me because I had a very personally impact thing a couple weeks ago. You may have all read about it, but our CEO of Quiksilver passed away in a strange boating accident in Europe in the town of Capretone, southwest of France. His name was Pierre Agnès. He's one of my best friends. I brought him into the company when he was 15 years old as one of our surf team riders. He was the national surfing champion of France at the time, young amateur. He's from the Basque Country in France. And he worked various jobs all the way through his 30-year career, all the way to where he was finally made the CEO. I made him CEO as I left the company 3 years ago. It was one of the proudest moments of my life, making this guy who'd come through the whole system from being a surf team rider to various jobs to running a little entrepreneurial part of Quiksilver in accessories, all the way to running Quiksilver in all of the European zone, to being the CEO of the whole global company. So his death was very unexpected. He passed in a lost at sea boating accident. We all went over there for the funeral. We've been hugging and supporting his family and Quiksilver family ever since. Very, very tough deal. But the Quiksilver headquarters are about half an hour from his home in Cabretone. So every day we'd drive down to the factory and work all day. And then we'd drive back. So there's lots of driving going on, lots of music on the radio. And one of the songs, or one of the bands that Pierre just really, really liked, it was Lana Del Rey. And I'll never forget, we'd make the drive, and he hated when he couldn't hear us talk in the back seat. So he'd turn the music on full blast, and usually it was Lana Del Rey or Adele. But this song in particular really reminds me of those wonderful drives with Pierre, my best friend, mon ami, I call him, from where we are in St. John de Luz up to Capretone, playing Blue Jeans at full blast from Lana Del Rey. So here's to you, Pierre. Rest in peace.
I will love you too. cause I'm a ride or die. Whether you fail or fly, push me at least you try.
Okay, Bob McKnight here again, KX 93.5 Takeover. So I've had a great life. I grew up in Pasadena, San Marino, went to USC, moved down to the Orange County area right out of school, started Quicksilver. I've had a 40-year career at Quicksilver where it feels like I've never, ever gone to work any day in my life. I've traveled all around the world, gotten to surf some of the most exotic places in the world, snowboard some of the greatest peaks, and I have a wonderful wife. I have three beautiful kids, all three of my children. My oldest one is 35, so they go from 35 to 33 to 25, and they're all great kids. They all went through the Laguna Beach school system, and I couldn't be more proud of my family and my my company, Quicksilver. So some of the awards, some of the things I've gotten along the way, though, I became the Waterman of the Year one year, the SEMA Waterman of the Year, which is it's a fantastic honor. And also I was nominated into the Hall of Fame, Surfing Hall of Fame in 2005. And that was a great moment. And when I was inducted, you have to put your feet and your hands in the cement out in front of Huntington Surfing Sport. And they asked me to pick out a song that they could play to the audience while I inscribed my little whatever I wanted to say into the concrete and put my hands and feet in there. So I picked a song called Imagine by A Perfect Circle.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. To kill or die for, no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer.
passions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger.
Okay, once again, this is Bob McKnight, and this is my last chance to say hello to everybody. Taking over on KX93.5. My hour is just about up. I have one more song, so I want to say thank you for having me, and please come and donate to this cause and this radio station, either live by phoning in or going online. It's a terrific thing to support, and this has been really fun for me. I really appreciate you guys listening. And so for the last song, I'm going to play a tune that's really, really near and dear to my heart. Travis Rice is one of our athletes at Quicksilver. He's an amazing, world-famous snowboard hero, a very good friend of mine. We've gone on some incredible trips together. He also not only likes to snowboard, but he loves to surf. So he's been to Garajagan with me. We've been on snowboard trips. We've been to Fiji. He likes to launch it big on big open hills and point it straight down. He's got a different nerve than most of us do, and we have made a few movies with him. The latest one has been called The Fourth Phase, but before that there was a movie called That's It and That's All. And when he was making the movie and struggling for some of the soundtracks, my daughter Christy McKnight actually helped him pick some of the songs in the movie. And one of them that Christy had always been into house music and dance music and all that kind of stuff. So together they found this song by Deadmau5 called Ghosts and Stuff. And this is the Nero remix, which ended up in the movie That's It and That's All. It was the beginning song of Travis Rice standing on the top of an amazing spot in Alaska, getting ready to point it down. And it just has a lot of drama in this song as he's standing there waiting to get the go-ahead from the helicopters to all systems go, dropping in.